Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 772. Today we hear from J.R., who asks,
do you have any thoughts on subscription sites outside the Amazon bottleneck, such as cereal box sites? Do you think these sorts of places to sell your works will last? Is it worth investing your time into?
Well, JR, there's two or three different ways to think about this, and my thinking, being the way my thinking is, tends to bounce between them, particularly because I haven't settled on a firm strategy myself. Other than deciding that I will not go exclusive with Amazon after my experiments with it yielded a reduction in sales. And in talking to several friends of mine who do very well, there's a particular program you kind of have to follow in order to make it work, and it's just not one I'm willing to do. It requires putting a lot of stuff exclusive with Amazon in a very particular way. You want to seed series so that you pull people through. A lot of Kindle Select readers won't even look at things that aren't in series. So since, of course, I'm trying to build a wide base that will survive the collapse or change of any ecosystem, I'm not going to put one of my long series, of which I've only got two that are of a length at the moment that could do that, all into one ecosystem for a year or more in order to get good traction. Especially because I'll then be tempted to stay there if it works, because then my income will be dependent on it. I would much rather build something resilient. That's my opinion, and like I said, I know people who are making obscene amounts of money doing it that way, and are using that money to create for themselves financial security so that they can withstand the inevitable changing of the ecosystem. So there are various ways to do this. It really depends on what your long-term goals are. Now, moving away from Amazon's ecosystem, I think that probably subscription services have a future. I don't really see them as necessarily being dominant, except perhaps in romance, because romance readers read a particular way. But if there's a niche market and you can build a rabid following in that niche, it's very, very good business. The other thing to think about is there are subscription fulfillment services that don't take a large cut, like Gumroad, and I think you can do this on Shopify and whatnot, that will allow you to create subscribers for your own stuff internally. So if you can get a regular delivery schedule and capture your own customer base through your mailing list or other things like that, that would be very, very sensible, assuming that you can service them properly. I have not done it yet because I had the idea to do this starting about 4 years ago, which is when life really completely blew up for me. So I haven't been able to get around to it because the being able to deliver dependably is just not been in the cards. I mean, you guys have been listening to this show for most of that time or all of that time. Yeah, coincidentally, I started this show just about the time life started blowing up. It really was just a coincidence. But you've seen how the way that that life has been very unpredictable on my end of things has interrupted the flow of delivery in the episodes. And granted, daily is an ambitious schedule, but these episodes, you know, it takes about 8 hours to produce a week's worth of episodes, and that's not really too bad. So you think I'd be able to keep it up, but we don't have quite enough support to make this the major priority, even though it is a major priority. And if I'm having trouble keeping up with this, I'm sure as hell going to have a lot of trouble keeping up with a publishing schedule that can service a subscription base. Now, that may change once we're landed. Once we've got the office built and the corporation has a proper headquarters again, then it'll be time to look at what needs to be done to roll out subscriptions. We've actually got a stack of projects that have all been in development for years. Some of them comic books, some of them crowdfunding campaigns for a cartoon series. One of them is the revival of the fiction podcast that we're going to sit down and look at and figure out how to start spooling out in addition to upping the regularity of the publishing calendar. And all of those will have a calculus going through them about whether subscriptions will be viable for them or not. So once we have the ground conditions to deliver on a reliable schedule, then that's something that is very much in the business plan. At the moment, it's not in the cards because we can't fulfill the demands required to do it, so we're not going to break our asses trying to do something that is simply not going to be doable at the moment. Instead, we're focusing on things that are doable so that when we are landed, things will be able to run a lot more smoothly. I go through all of that to give you an idea of the strategic triage that goes into deciding whether and what and how to do things. The size of your backlist will make a big difference as to how reasonably you can fulfill a subscription-style service if you're running it yourself. Of course, if you're on Scribd or SerialBox or other things like that, then you can do, on Scribd, you're just part of a subscription club. On SerialBox, if I remember correctly, you do have to hit a delivery schedule, but you can pre-queue everything and run through so you can get a serialized novel or that sort of thing. And that can be a lot of fun. As to whether it's going to be viable for your business, well, that's going to depend a lot on your business. As to whether it's potentially viable at all, yeah, it probably is. It's just a question of whether it's going to be viable in the right way for you. And that, unfortunately, is a question only you can answer. I wish I had more solid advice, but niche markets are niche markets for a reason. They're places where people who know what they're doing or who have the right amount of determination can do extremely well, and because the market is, by definition, largely underserved. But people who are just swooping in to do a dive bomb generally don't do that well because they're not serving the market that is, in fact, underserved. So the question when approaching any new market or any new type of market is whether you can serve the market that you're targeting. If you can figure out a way to do that, you have a decent chance of turning a profit and maybe turning a spectacular profit. If you can't, then there's no reason to go to step two. If you can, then you can worry about competition and all the logistics. And if you can't, don't give it a second look, because you're going to dump time into something that you're simply not cut out at the moment to service. Good luck, whatever you decide, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.